Okay, I have a whole bunch of questions from Hungarian devotees. One is from Bhakta Sándor. He refers to a series of kirtan reform lectures by Jayadvaita Maharaj, and he asks, how come devotees are still continue on with doing unauthorized things in regards to kirtan? Well, one answer, or immediate answer to that is because His Holiness Jayadvaita Maharaj is an individual, and just like I'm an individual, at most I have some level of authority here in the Hungarian Yatra, but over and beyond that, no one is obliged to institutionally to listen to me, since Jayadvaita Maharaj is not in a position of institutional authority. Therefore, his comments will be taken by many as being advice. We do have, however, a kirtan standards committee on the GBC that's working just on the very same thing, on kirtan standards. And the first set of standards have come out this year, and because they're coming from ISKCON's management, therefore hopefully they will have international scope and will be obligatory for all temples to follow. Probably many of the things that Jayadvaita Maharaj had spoken about will also have been included in that kirtan standards. I don't know, as I haven't heard Maharaj's talks on that. Although some of the things that he says may be his personal preference or his personal understanding, that kirtan standard is from a larger body of devotees, and it's also then read and approved by the GBC body, so it has a broad-based input. And hopefully it will have a broad-based following also. Another question is from Balaram Das. He says, I've heard that the Nityananda Charitamrita is not bona fide, but at the same time, it was taken out of the garbage. So can I comment on that? Well, let's just not start with it being bona fide or not bona fide, but any book, bona fide, unbona fide, or whatever, that has pictures of Krishna, names of Krishna, shouldn't be put into a garbage. At least shouldn't be put into an ordinary garbage. It should be placed into a sacred throwout, or disposed of as sacred things should be disposed of, namely by burning, sacred throwout, burial, and things like that. As far as Nityananda Charitamrita, I've not read it. I've seen, as far as I know, its main content is Chaitanya Bhagavat, and it has a few additional chapters at the end. The contents attributed to Vrindavan Das Thakur, I don't know that. I've never seen it in a list of certainly Srila Prabhupada's books. I'm not aware whether Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur approved of it or not. So one thing is when something's really unbona fide, and when we say something's not bona fide, it's because it's got some Siddhanta Virodha, it's got wrong Siddhanta, or history is wrong, or the source or the author is not accepted to be in parampara, and so on. Another is that it's just something that's not mentioned or not particularly recommended, in which case devotees will have to get a recommendation, find out from their own spiritual master, as Balaram's asking me. He wants to know, is it bona fide or not? I'd have to do personal research. Until I did, I don't think I could say. And therefore, in the meantime, I would tell him that just leave it aside for the time being, until such a time as I can give a proper answer. But in any case, don't throw it in the garbage. sacred things should not be thrown into garbage. Gopalilidhar, he's asking whether Bhagavad Gita has a Paribhasa Sutra. Paribhasa Sutra is a verse which represents the essence of a text, of a scripture. For instance, in Srimad Bhagavatam, the Paribhasa Sutra, it begins with Ete Chang Sakala Pung Sang in the first canto. Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam. This is Jiva Goswami's version of Paribhasa Sutra. He also says that Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha is the Paribhasa Sutra of Brahma Samhita. Now, in my readings, I've not come across, or at least I can't remember at this point, having come across anywhere of a Paribhasa Sutra for the Bhagavad Gita. He says 10.8 and 7.7. I don't know. Someone would have to do some research, or I would have to do some research, which I'm probably not going to do at this stage, because I'm already full on all channels in doing other types of research. And therefore, all I can say is wait. Who's the next question? Yes, Kokila Bihari. He's asking, what about the different soldiers on the battlefield of Kurukshetra who, along with Arjuna, heard the Bhagavad Gita? What happened to them? Did they attain their spiritual bodies by hearing the Bhagavad Gita? Were they liberated? My answer is the same thing happened to them as happens to us when we hear the Bhagavad Gita. We're always hearing the Bhagavad Gita. No doubt there are some devotees who are so pure-hearted and attentive that simply by hearing or reading the Gita or hearing it from Srila Prabhupada or from other Vaishnavas, that they become liberated. On the other hand, there's others who have a difficulty staying awake, and others who aren't particularly attentive, and some who pick up some things and others, whereas others who think that they heard something else than what was actually really being said. So the soldiers on the battlefield of Kurukshetra were like that. Arjuna certainly heard Bhagavad Gita as it is. Not only did Krishna speak Bhagavad Gita as it is, but Arjuna also heard Bhagavad Gita as it is. But not necessarily everyone else who was present on the battlefield did. There were some, for instance, as Sanjaya completes his narration, he says, my hair is standing on end. So he's experiencing transcendental bliss from the remembrance of what Krishna is saying, which means that Sanjaya really heard it. On the other hand, you can see that Dhritarashtra, although he heard the Gita, he didn't hear it. Why? Because if he did, he would have immediately sent a message, if he would have understood and really gotten the message that no one's going to be able to stop Arjuna, and that Krishna's will is, he says, that all of these soldiers are slain by my will. You just be an instrument. He would have sent a message and told at the last minute, he could have told Duryodhana, no, stop, he was still the king. But he didn't do that. So Dhritarashtra didn't hear. So it depends upon how we're listening. If we really hear carefully, then we get full benefit, like Arjuna and Sanjaya, and if we're like Dhritarashtra, then that's the benefit we get. And same can be said for others over there. Certainly, Duryodhana didn't hear it, because he didn't get the message either. Otherwise, he would have stopped the war. Bhishma Dev says, all the soldiers who died in the presence of the Lord, seeing the Lord's lotus features and face, they all attained perfection. So whatever they didn't get by hearing Bhagavad Gita, they did get by dying on the battlefield in Krishna's presence. And that's the special potency of Krishna's presence on this earth, is that living entities get a special type of blessing that they don't necessarily get when Krishna is absent, although they were not necessarily liberated by hearing Bhagavad Gita. but by being killed by Arjuna's arrows, by dying in front of Krishna, then they were able to achieve their original positions. So that is Krishna's special mercy. Hare Krishna.